Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading Elmer and the Dragon, and this is Chapter 7, The Secret. "Wake up, wake up, it's time to see the king," chirped Flute as the red sun settled over the meadow. Elmer opened his eyes and forgot for a moment where he was. Then he jumped up and put on his knapsack. "I want to come too," yawned the dragon. "You weren't invited," said Flute. "Neither were you, Flute, come to think of it," said Elmer. "Let's all go and see what happens," suggested the dragon. So off they went to see the king. He was waiting for them at the foot of the very tall tree, nervously hopping from one foot to the other, pecking at imaginary mosquitoes. "What's that?" he asked, pointing to the dragon. "That's my good friend, the baby dragon. I rescued him 2 days ago, and now he's taking me home." "I don't like him," said the king, feeling small and helpless. "Oh, yes, you do," said Flute. "Quiet, Flute. I guess I know what I like and what I don't." The dragon drooped his head and began to back away. "Oh, well," said the king. "Come on back. If I'm going to tell the secret to anyone, it'll never be a secret anymore, and I suppose you might as well know, too. I do wish it weren't such an old secret." Flute, the dragon, and Elmer waited quietly while the king looked at the ground, then up at the tree, and then down at the ground. "Treasure!" he whispered so suddenly that they all jumped into the air. "At least I think it's treasure, but I can't find out without your help." "Where?" asked Elmer. It's not very far from here," said the king. Elmer, Flute, and the dragon looked every which way to see where the treasure could be. "Oh, gosh, I guess I'll have to tell you where, too," said poor old King Can the 11th. "It's buried. It's buried right under this tree in a big iron chest." "What sort of treasure?" asked Elmer. "That's what I'm dying of curiosity to know," said the king. "So that's it," sighed Flute. "And you're sure this is the right tree?" asked Elmer. "Absolutely. You see, it's much bigger than the others, and that's because it was the only one here when the settlers came. They planted the other pines and the apple orchard so they'd have wood and food when they returned, but they never came back, and their chest is still buried right here." Everybody waited for the king to continue, but he didn't. So Elmer said, "Let's dig it up." "Yes, let's," echoed Flute. "All right," said the king. "My secret's all spoiled now anyway. You'll find the shovel under that rock." "What shovel?" asked Elmer. "The settlers left a shovel over there. It's rusty by now, but it's probably better than nothing." Elmer went to get the shovel while the king danced around on the pine needles, chirping. "I'm feeling better already." The queen kept tittering and muttering to herself, "Never thought I'd live to see this day." "Now, where should I begin digging?" asked Elmer. It's a rhyme," said the king. "It goes like this. 4 shovel lengths from the trunk of the pine, making the rock the guide for the line." Elmer carefully measured the distance and began to dig. The dragon did his best to help, while Flute and the king and queen sat watching the hole growing deeper. By now it was dark in the pine forest, but enough moonlight filtered through the branches of the tall trees so that they could just see what they were doing. They dug for 6 hours without ever hitting a root or a rock or anything like an iron chest. "Are you certain this is the right place?" asked Elmer, tired and discouraged. "I'm positive," said the king. And just then the moon went under the clouds, and Elmer's shovel hit something with a loud clang. "The chest!" they all shouted, but it was too dark to see, and they waited so long for the moon to come out that they all went to sleep, still waiting.